Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover with John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live from the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening. Getting ready for some Braves baseball here. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. This tonight, look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So the Falcons did officially get down to their 53-man roster. So no real surprises, you know, on the roster. Again, they are going to go with the three quarterbacks. So glad to see Logan Woodside got on. So basic quick rundown. Ridder, Woodside, Heinicke at the quarterback. Robinson, Patterson, Keith Smith, Tyler Allgeier, your four running backs. Drake London, Josh Ali made the team. Kadarius Hodge, Mac Hollins, and Scotty Miller. Your four tight ends, John Fitzpatrick, Jonnu Smith, Kyle Pitts. And there was some questions about whether or not Michael Pruitt would be on the roster, but he did make it because he is the unicorn. Oh, no, wait. Is that the right guy? No, sorry. Okay. Lindstrom, Dahlman, Matthews, Joshua Miles, Jovan Gwynn, I should say, Caleb McGarry, Kyle Hinton, Matthew Bergeron, Ryan Nuzel. That's your offensive line. Nuzel will be the backup center. See what Gwynn does. You know, again, there were some guys that maybe he was going to fight for a spot over, but he did end up making the roster. Linebackers, Ebikadi, Dupree, Malone, Ellis, Carter, Nate Landman. He had a nice preseason. Tay Davis and Troy Anderson, your defensive backs, A.J. Terrell, Clark Phillips, DeMarco Helms. Good to see he made the roster. He deserved it. D. Alford, Jalen Hawkins, Jeff Okuda, Jesse Bates, Mike Hughes, Richie Grant, Trey Flowers, Albert Huggins, Calais Campbell, David Onyemata, Grady Jarrett, Joe Gaziano, Taquan Graham, and Zach Harrison are your defensive line. And then Youngway Koo, Bradley Pinion, and Liam McCullough made it. So Cornell Armstrong, he went to IR. Penny Hart went to IR. We already know that Adi Ogundeji is on season-ending IR. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, I thought maybe he could, you know, find that last position for the wide receiver room. It's kind of down to probably him and, Ali, but did not make it. Breon Borders had a nice camp. Now, again, there will be several of these guys that will be on the practice squad. Like Breon Borders is probably going to be on the practice squad. Micah Abernathy is probably going to be on the practice squad. I could see Natron Brooks being on the practice squad. So just because some of these guys don't make the 53-man doesn't mean that they don't have a place, at least on the practice squad. And again, 16 guys. Now, Darren Hall was released. And that's why I say, look, Mayfield, Hall, you know, some of these guys, you know, that first draft class is really now all about Richie Grant and, you know, Kyle Pitts. But I expect several of these guys. Parker Hesse probably will be on. Timmy Horn, a little bit surprised maybe he didn't make it, but again, not earth-shattering. So pretty much we knew what the guys that were really going to make it. And look, it's all about your top 35, right? You know, at the end of the day, it's all about what your top 35 can do. But I expect Godwin and Buike, Igwe Buike, I think he could be a practice squad guy when all is said and done. So Justin Schaefer could be. Maybe Tyler Vrabel could be a practice squad guy. So, again, you got 16 spots on your practice squad, and they all have to pass waivers and stuff, and then you can set your practice squad from there. So no real surprises. You know, I think it's a good idea to get the three quarterbacks on the roster. There was questions about whether or not they would go with three quarterbacks on the active roster. But the new rule in place, now that you can add a quarterback, you know, onto that roster, I think it's a good thing to – and Woodside, I thought, played well enough that he earned a spot to be on the roster. So no real surprises, but that's where we're at with it. All right, so Pro Football Focus is updating their NFL roster rankings for all 32 teams, okay? So, for instance, Day-Day, I'll ask you. So, they have the number one roster in the NFL is the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, where'd they end up at last year?
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, but again, they have the San Francisco 49ers as the second roster in
NFC
the NFL.
Championship.
What?
NFC Championship. Huh? NFC Championship.
Oh, okay. Well, how about the Bengals? They weren't very good.
Yes.
They were?
Yes, they were great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Okay, so number four. Now we start to get into the weaker teams, like the Chiefs, right? That they basically, they were okay. I mean,
Super Bowl.
What?
Champs.
Huh?
Super Bowl.
Really?
Champs.
Okay. So, with that, by the way, Cowboys are fifth. So with that,
really,
where do you think, and by the way, the Jets are seventh on this list. Whew. Where do you think the Falcons came in at?
28.
I'm scrolling here. I'm at 20, 21. Let's see here. We're still scrolling. Give us a minute. Panthers are 24th. Titans 25th. Broncos 26th. Falcons 27.
27. Okay.
There we go. Here's the teams behind the Falcons. Tampa at 28th. Texans at 29, who they'll win about three games. Let me tell you. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Okay.
What's the date today?
Today is the 29th, okay. August 29th.
Write this down. August 29th, what's the year of our Lord?
2023.
Okay. The Houston Texans are going to have the number one pick in the draft and going to take Marvin Harrison out of Ohio State. That's your bold prediction.
There it is.
The Colts are 30th. The Rams are 31st. And the Arizona Cardinals are 36. No real surprise that the Cardinals are the worst roster, because they are the worst roster in the NFL right now. Here's what they say about the Falcons, okay? Their biggest strength is their offensive line. Quote, Atlanta was undoubtedly the best run-blocking team in the NFL last season. They weren't too shabby in pass protection. Either finishing the campaign with the eighth-best team blocking grade. Lindstrom was the best guard in the NFL. Really? Wow. Huh. Gee, it's almost like I've been talking about him for 4 years now. Anyway, talk about the offensive line, blah, 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 blah. Biggest weakness in 2023. What do you think their biggest weakness is?
They're probably listed as offense quarterback play.
Yeah, quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The Falcons defense was poor last season, but they at least poured resources into it this offseason. It's tough to heavily believe in Desmond Ritter and Taylor Heineke. Whoever starts likely won't be expected to throw more than 25 per game. Well, again, we know it's going to be Desmond Ritter. They need to be efficient in the play action game and limit turnovers to allow the run game. Here's what they got to be. They've got to be great in the red zone. I keep going back to this. They have to be great in the red zone. I don't care if Desmond Ridder throws for 2,500 yards. If he's great in the red zone, we're in good shape. X factor. Who do you think the X factor that they list for the Falcons is?
Bijan.
Kyle Pitts.
Pitts, okay.
Pitts production dropped off a cliff last season following Atlanta's coaching change and the departure of Matt Ryan. He has the potential to be the best tight end in the league. Needs to be a legitimate threat for the Falcons to succeed. Gee, I wish somebody had been talking about that on radio. I wish somebody said that he needs to be Travis Kelce. Gosh, if only somebody in Atlanta radio would be talking about that.
I know a guy.
Oh, okay. Rookie to watch, Bijan Robinson. Over-under win total is 8.5. It's hard to give the Falcons a winning record when Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke are the quarterback options. Okay. Anyway, so... Look. I don't... My personal opinion is the quarterback play isn't going to be the downfall of the Atlanta Falcons. It's not going to be the downfall of the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think they're going to ask their quarterbacks to do too much. I think that still their defensive line, the ability to get after the quarterback, I still think that that's what's going to be the downfall.
The more you look at the advanced analytics,
huh?
The more you see how valuable sacks are. And
For who? Did any of the high sack teams get in the playoffs or Super Bowl or...
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Well, but who led the league in sacks? Oh, it was the Eagles. They led the league in sacks.
Super Bowl.
Huh?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the Chiefs were number two in sacks. They didn't...
Super Bowl champs.
What?
Super Bowl champs.
Okay. Yeah, but the year before, when the Rams were the Super Bowl champion, right? Weren't they... Oh, they finished third.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but a couple of years ago, when Tom Brady, they had the number four sack team in the NFL.
That Super Bowl.
What?
Super Bowl.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, but are we saying sacks are important? Are we talking about sacks?
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Okay. I don't think the quarterback position is going to be the downfall for this team. I think our ability to get to the quarterback is still going to be the question that I have to have answered. Like I said, I will be the Ghostbusters. We are ready to believe you. But they can get after the quarterback, we'll be where we need to be. All right, coming back, Bob Nightingale is going to join us. We'll talk some Braves, talk some MLB with him. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Chuck Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you, 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Getting ready for some Braves baseball here, game number two in Colorado, as Charlie Morton will take the hill coming off of a 14-4 shellacking, and I expect more of the same tonight. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Bob Nightingale, joining us, USA Today baseball columnist, national baseball columnist. You can check him out on his personal Twitter page, as always, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta tonight on the show. Thanks, as always.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, John.
You know, before we get into some Braves talk, let's talk about the incident from last night, that with the two guys running on the field after Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, obviously we saw the incident in Chicago as well. You know, I'll say it like this, Bob. You know, if you – and I think I if I'm understanding right, I think Denver has had some issues. I think last year their mascot got taken out by a fan or something like that. You know, is – how concerned do we have to be? Because, again, I think people are just naturally brazen, whether it's because of social media or whatever. It doesn't seem like that there is as much heightened of a security for in some of these stadiums as what we need. Because, again, take somebody you don't have to have, you know, somebody do something too crazy, you know, to get involved in a bad situation. I just don't know how something like last night could have happened, you know, with the two guys on the field.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to do it, obviously. I mean, they got security guards that come out in between innings, but, you know, it's not like they're all lined up. You know, it's easy to get lax. You know, in Colorado, was a great atmosphere there, one of the best atmospheres in baseball. So, yeah, they really had, you know, a little trouble, you know, not like in the White Sox years ago. I remember had the Kansas City Royals coach Tom Gamboa attacked, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm so glad they put metal detectors in years ago. That was always my fear, that someone just, you know, goes nuts, you know, like almost, you know, like reading about elementary schools and classrooms, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I don't know how that woman got that gun in. You know, I guess it was in her stomach or something. But, yeah, that should never have happened in Chicago. And in this case, two drunken fans, rambling in the field. I'm not sure the last time I've seen two. Usually you see one guy, but not two people. And he was around, staying next to Acuna way too long. I could see you're doing it for a couple seconds. But it seemed like he was out there for a long, long time. Then the second guy comes back. So, that should never happen, I'm sure. Rockies increased their, security, tonight. And we'll have it, increased for the rest of the season.
But do you think that, Bob, that somebody has to be made an example of? I mean, I'll use a totally different genre. You know, when the government came down on Martha Stewart, they made an example out of her and said, look, this insider trading stuff is not going to be allowed. Do they need to make an example out of one of these people that do something stupid like this and really kind of throw the book at them? Because if you don't have the fear of the repercussions about what's going to happen, it's going to continue to go on. I mean, if there's no fear about what's going to happen to you, if it's just a slap on the wrist, it's going to continue. I mean, that's just the way our society is nowadays.
No, you're right. I mean, you're going to make sure that name of the person's public.
Right.
People know who he is, where he's where he's working, that sort of thing. And you're right. Gage can say, okay, you spend a couple hours in jail. See you later. It's scary when you saw Acuna drop to the ground. Like, what's going on here? So yeah, I mean, you got it. If you want to beef it up, say, you cross the line, you go in the field, you're spending a month in jail or something, something like that. I'm with you. You can't have these guys make deers with their friends, and guys who drink too much, run to the field to win a bet.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, national MLB columnist for USA Today. Let's talk about Ronald Acuna, because, again, I broke this all down yesterday on the radio show and on my podcast. When you look, he's on track right now to set the, and I'm not talking about 1894 and Hugh Duffy era, I'm talking about modern day 20th century and beyond, but he's on pace to score the most runs in Braves history. He's on pace to steal the most bases in Braves history. He's third in the batting race right now. His numbers are staggering when you put it, he's going to be top five in hits in a season for the Braves, top 20, top 15 maybe in batting average and on base. And yet, I think that there are still a lot of people that look and say, well, listen, Freddie and Mookie Betts and things like that. Do you think, A, the vote gets split between those two guys and Ronald runs away with this? And just kind of put into context for me just how great of a season Ronald Acuna is having for this team.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think he's the MVP. It's for the whole season. It's not having a good month. Mookie Betts, fabulous player, but he started off very slowly there. Mm-hmm. Freddie Freeman's been much more consistent. But, yeah, what Acuna has done is, mind-boggling and putting some historic numbers. I think way too many people, fans, voters, look at the WAR numbers. WAR is that? It's just I saw someone had the same WAR as Freddie Freeman. San Diego, the Kim, the infielder. It's like, how's that possible? I don't pay attention to the, Fangraphs WAR, Baseball Reference WAR. You look at your own eyes, you look at the stats. So I think Acuna right now should be the MVP. That being said, he's going to have a strong September. Back in the day, it was just different. I remember when Daryl Strawberry's numbers were much better than Kurt Gibson. Gibson won the MVP just because he way missed the Dodgers. Terry Pendleton won that year over Barry Bonds. Just what he meant that year to the 93 Atlanta team. So I think you got to look at the whole sum of the parts. And I think, particularly stolen bases. I mean, I have, 50, 60 more stolen bases than Mookie Betts. That's staggering.
Bob, help me understand a little bit, because I've had this argument with fans here over the last couple few weeks, because I think if Spencer Strider leads the league in wins and he's on track to maybe be a 20-game winner and he ends up with 300 strikeouts, I don't know how you can – again, I know how good Snell has been and Zach Gallen, but you have a guy that if he leads the league in wins and he leads the league in strikeouts and he's got two of the three Triple Crown categories, and at the rate he's going, he's going to finish probably – you know, if he continues to pitch like this, he's going to finish in the top maybe five or six in ERA. I don't know how he's not the Cy Young winner. I don't know how – again, you could talk about Snell with San Diego, but he doesn't have the wins, doesn't have the strike. I mean, he's – his numbers are great, but to your point, the wins above replacement thing seems to be the thing that's really driving some of this.
Yeah, I think with the Strider, as long as he lowers his ERA, you know, it was pretty high there for a while. It went through that slump. As long as he gets that thing down, you know, in your top five, you know, particularly wins and strikeouts, you know, people try to dismiss wins. You know, wins means everything to starting pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago being at Cooperstown with Greg Maddux, and someone asked Greg, hey, you think wins are overrated? He kind of lowered his glasses and said, you got to be kidding me. Wins mean everything to a starting pitcher. It's the reason Adam Wainwright's still pitching, trying to get two more wins at 200. So I think people dismiss that when they shouldn't. You know, and Snell's part, Snell's been very good, but he doesn't have the innings. I think you've got to have a lot of innings to win the award. You know, you should be rewarding a starter if he goes deep in games and gives your team a lot of innings, and Snell has not done that.
Yeah, and that was my argument about Sandy Alcantara last year was just, yes, he had a really great ERA, but it was all the complete games and the fact that he was pitching deep and, you know, had the, I think, the couple of shutouts and six complete games where we hadn't seen a guy pitch six complete games in about 25 years, it felt like. I mean, you know, that it was all of the other things that, and again, I think without him pitching, they were 50-80 when he didn't pitch. They were six games above 500 when he pitched. 50-80 when he didn't. I mean, that's, again, you talk about wins and stuff like that. That's having a real impact on a baseball game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like, you know, a few years when we saw, Kershaw win an MVP award, Verlander win an MVP. Because when you look at it, you're impacting three games. I mean, you know, when you're talking about Alcantara, you know, going the complete game, so obviously he's affecting that one. He affects the game before because the manager can use his bullpen a lot, knowing that you get to save him for the game he pitches. And then the bullpen's fresh for the day after he pitches. So you're affecting three games.
How about the season Matt Olson is having? I know he's not hit a home run, you know, here lately. But, you know, again, we talked a lot. You and I specifically talked about Sean Murphy and what a year he's having. Has Olson moved himself into the top three or four as far as MVP, or is it pretty clear that, look, it's going to be Ronnie and Freddie and Betts no matter what? I mean, can somebody break into that top three like an Olson?
He could. The other guys would have to fade. Olson's had a marvelous season. You know, some years he, you know, would be running away with the MVP. But I think right now, you know, as we sit here talking, I think it would be Acuna 1, Mookie Betts 2, Freddie Freeman 3, and then Olson 4. We'll see about 5, maybe Cody Bellinger or Corbin Carroll, that sort of thing, or Luis Arraez. But I think right now Olson will be number 4.
Bob, let me ask you about what the Angels are doing. They basically placed about a quarter of their roster on waivers. I mean, is this the first step? I mean, I know that, you know, they've been adamant about not moving on from Ohtani or things like that, but you don't just cut a quarter of your roster and put them on waivers at, you know, the very end of August, you know, going into September. What does this say about the direction that the Angels are going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the whole, you know, trade deadline blew up in their face. It's one thing to, you know, keep Ohtani, but, you know, then they trade away some of their top prospects to get, you know, Giolito and Lopez and Grichik and CJ Cron, those guys, and it didn't work out. Now it's just all they're trying to do is save money. So, you know, let's get a little luxury tax. You know, maybe they can, you know, couch it and say, you know what, we're doing it this way to save money to sign Ohtani. But if you're Ohtani, if you're any Angel player, even an Angel fan for that matter, is you can't be happy in the sense you're almost giving up. It's like, okay, if these guys all get claimed, they're gone and gone for nothing, and our team's not even trying to win. So that's got to turn off players in that team.
Why would he sign with the Angels? I mean, unless you're telling me that they're going to have to overpay, and I think you and I talked about the fact that, you know, it's maybe not necessarily about money, but why, if he wants to win, why would he sign with the Angels? I don't care if they bring Trout back or whatever. Why would he sign with the Angels if he ever wants to win?
Yeah, it would have to be just strictly comfort level and, you know, believing that, okay, you know, they are better than they have been the last couple of years, and then they're about to turn the corner. That'd be the only way. That's why a lot of people think it's, you know, the Dodgers. That way you don't have to, you know, move across town if you don't want to. You stay put. Just be, you know, trusting the medical staff, the coaching staff, front office, and everything else. I mean, Trout did it. You know, Trout could have, gone to free agency 1 year later and decided not to. So he could take the same stance as Trout. So, you know what? I'm comfortable here. I like these guys. Let me stay.
Last question for you, Bob. Any real doubts that Cody Bellinger is, you know, he's had a really nice bounce back year for the Cubs, hitting a ton, you know, for them. I don't know if he's the comeback player because he played, you know, 144 games last year, but it really is a good story that he has gotten his, you know, career on track, and he's putting up not the MVP numbers that we saw a few years ago, but certainly putting up really good numbers for the Cubs this year.
Yeah, I mean, he is a great bargain. I took a gamble on him, just $17.5 million. Teams like the Giants won and the Rockies, and it paid off. And the original plan was to dump him at the trade deadline and get a lot for him. And, so happened they're in the race, so they couldn't trade him. So we'll see. I think he's going to ask for a big price tag. I think the price tag will be so high. Wouldn't surprise me if he's still sitting out there and come spring training, or at least February. Teams have got to decide, okay, is this a real Cody Bellinger, or was this year an aberration? Is it going back to what he was a couple of years, you know, the last couple of years when he was hurt? So I don't think too many people will be in the bidding for him, but it'll be interesting, you know, fascinating market, just who believes in him and who believes that, you know, this isn't going to last.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, national MLB columnist, joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You can follow Bob on his personal Twitter page at B. Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, look forward to it. Take care, John.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Buggin' Chukri. Based upon these filings, Tuohy's are probably going to have to come clean in the Michael Orr case. Kind of an interesting development in what Michael Orr is now asking for. Chukri hanging out with you in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. By the way, we got Rank'em coming up here. It is Tuesday night. Got to mention that earlier in the show. Rank'em coming up here at 9:40. Believe it or not, in an hour from right now. This new schedule, I'm telling you, it goes. Does this show not go like 100 times faster?
It flies
than what it ever did. I mean, it really goes by quickly here, you know. Again, so we're having fun, and We're glad to be with you. This will be the final show for the week. We got a lot of stuff going on. Atlanta United soccer comes up tomorrow night. Day-Day will be on after Atlanta United. And Thursday, we've got, what do we have Thursday? Oh, college football. Yeah, we've got lots of college football coming up here on the station. So Florida and Utah will get things kicked off. I'm telling you, I think that the SEC could find itself 0-3 in some of the big matchups. Florida State, LSU, Utah, Florida, and North Carolina, South Carolina. I think the SEC could find themselves 0-3 in their three big matchups that they've got going. Georgia's not going to lose. I mean, we're not worried about that. Alabama's not going to lose. But I think the three SEC teams that have good competition coming up, I think those teams might go 0-3. And it'll start to, you know, tonight. I'm gonna personally say, Day-Day, we gotta get hot takey, right? We gotta get hot takey. I think Florida loses by two touchdowns tomorrow night. I think Florida loses by two touchdowns.
Utah went down there and beat them, right, last year?
No, Florida.
No, that's right. Florida won that
Anthony
one. That's right. That was the upset. That was
Anthony Richardson played really well. Yeah. Florida beat them down there.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to play.
Yeah. Altitude, all that stuff.
Cam Rising is a really good quarterback for Utah. I still think that you've got to figure out what Florida is offensively. And I know, what's his name? Is it Mertz? The kid from Wisconsin that transferred there. He's going to start, you know, for them. But I think Utah gets some payback. And I think they put it on Florida. And I'll predict that they win by two touchdowns. But is that hot takey enough?
That's hot takey, baby. That's hot takey. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, too, congratulations to Hot Take Tommy. Did you see on?
Yeah, got engaged.
Yeah,
yeah.
And by the way, that was the same place that when Anakin and
Padme.
Padme, you know, when they kind of were like, you know, at the end the second of the prequels.
Yes.
That's the same place that was filmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tommy said that on Twitter. He said it's the same because somebody had commented on my tweet what's the thing the kids do when you put the tweet above
the quote? The quote. But now it's just repost. They just tag it as repost.
The quip. What is it?
The quote.
Okay, so when you quip. Or when you quiz or whatever it is, the tweet. So somebody commented on the tweet that, hey, that would be seen from Star Wars with Anakin and Padme. And I guess it turned out to be the same thing.
I saw the – and I didn't pay attention to that. Now you got me going to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look on my Twitter page because I don't tweet as often anymore. I don't have time to tweet as much, you know. Now that I'll tweet during football season when we get – cranked up in the Falcons and everything like that, but I just don't have time. So I just saw that come across from Hot Take.
Oh, that is is the garden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He said it was a film. It was same place. I don't even know where that is. I'm sure it's over in Europe somewhere.
Yeah, it's not here. I know that much.
I don't think it's in America. Yeah, I don't think it's in America. So again, I have no idea where that is, but. But congratulations to the Hot Take.
Yeah, that's where they had the secret wedding.
Anakin. Yeah, that's what it was, the secret wedding, yeah. Because that was at the end of the...
That should have been... That was Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. Send in the clowns. Yeah, so... but anyway, good for Hot Take Tommy. He got engaged over there. I don't know where it is, wherever it is. But he got engaged, and I guess he's soon to be married. So... Congratulations to all those crazy kids with that. So anyway, so we will we'll have college football, and then of course Friday night we have high school football coming up as the high school scoreboard show. Still don't know where you're at just yet, or
well, I'll be in studio this week. I'm training one of the producers.
Right. Yeah, you got Dom DeLuise that you're going to train.
Yes.
So. Okay. Now, is Dom DeLuise going to get out in the field at some point?
He may sometime, but for the most part, I think he'll be on this end of it.
He'll be lost. I mean, again, with all due respect. I mean, I love Dom. I mean, but he I would guarantee you he knows about as much about getting around to high schools in Atlanta as, you know, a Stevie Wonder.
He may know a little. You know, he was on the swim team at his high school.
Yeah, but where was that, though?
Stevenson, here. He's from
was
here.
It?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He went to Stevenson.
Okay.
So. Now, how much he keeps up with high school sports, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's in Italy. Como, Italy is where that scene
Perry
is.
Como? So there's a town named after Perry Como. Okay. All right. Or is it Comover? Did you say Comover?
No, Como.
Oh, okay.
It's also featured in Casino Royale, apparently.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
The mansion, I guess that garden is attached to a mansion.
And that's the building that falls.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, congratulations to those kids. They got engaged in Comover.
It's got to be nice. I've never done anything like that. I mean, granted, I've only been engaged once, but the whole going to a whole other country to propose.
Yeah, I've been engaged three times. So I've been engaged thrice and married once. So what does that tell you? But anyway, that's we can do the old school Atlanta talk about that at some point. We got to bring that back, by the way.
Yeah,
we got to plan time again with this shortened show.
Yeah.
You know, things are just flowing very quickly and all that kind of stuff. So again, and by the way, too, top of the hour, we'll hear from the voice of Georgia State football. Dave Cohen will join us here at 9 o'clock, and we preview the season and get ready for Georgia State and Rhode Island. That's coming up on Thursday as well. So we got you Tech, we got you Georgia State. Obviously, we'll talk to Chip and, you know, get all kinds of Georgia talk and everything like that, but focus on some of the other local teams. So anyway, speaking of being focused, let's get to something very quickly that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, listen, I'm going to say good for Michael Orr for demanding all this. So, lawyers for former NFL player Michael Orr, they are seeking his school records and information about contracts and payouts related to the film The Blind Side. Now, obviously, we've talked about this, you know, where his quote-unquote adopted parents, they didn't give any money to him, and they made money off of him and all this kind of stuff. Well, Shelby County Probate Court issued three subpoenas Tuesday asking for information from Memphis Shelby County Schools, Alcon Entertainment, which produced the movie, and Creative Arts Agency, a prominent talent agency firm known as CAA. The filings are part of Orr's attempt to end a conservatorship overseen by the TUIs, who took in Orr while he was in high school in Memphis. Their story was the film, you know, The Blind Side and all this kind of stuff and blah, 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 blah. But he filed the petition on August 14th in probate court asking to end the conservatorship. But again, I am going to be fascinated to see what the real skinny in this thing is. Now, again, I said at the very start of this thing, I don't want to believe it was like this. But now that we know that he was never actually adopted and this, that, and the other, can I tell you, I hope it all comes out. And I hope it all makes them. Now, look, it's ridiculous to go after Sandra Bullock. Okay, let's just establish that, right? It's ridiculous to go after her. But I am fascinated to see what the real story was. Because we'll get it. And I tend to believe, listen, the fact that they never adopted him and this, that, and the other, and this whole thing, I'm rooting for Michael Orr. I hope Michael Orr, I don't know if he needs money. I think he made $35 million in the NFL, I think is what he actually made. I mean, he was a first round pick, was he not? The first round pick in the league by the Baltimore Ravens. I think he made $35 million. So he's again, assuming he took care of his money. He's not hurting for money, but still, I hope all of this comes out. I hope all of this comes out that, and look, he, He only kind of said that he discovered in February about all of the different deals that were going on behind his back or whatever like that. I hope that everything comes out just like in the light and shows all the cockroaches that are out there and everything is told from that story. And if it makes those people look bad, listen, Day-Day, they have become one of the ultimate heel families in history. Like, there is nobody right now rooting for the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out at the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. By the way, we got Rank'em coming up here. It is Tuesday night. Got to mention that earlier in the show. Rank'em coming up here at 9:40. believe it or not, in an hour from right now. This new schedule, I'm telling you, it goes. Does this show not go like 100 times faster?
It flies.
Than what it ever did. I mean, it really goes by quickly here. You know, again, so we're having fun and we're glad to be with you. This will be the final show for the week. We got a lot of stuff going on. Atlanta United soccer comes up tomorrow night. Day-Day will be on after Atlanta United. And Thursday, we've got, what do we have Thursday? Oh, college football. Yeah, we've got lots of college football coming up here on the station. So Florida and Utah will get things kicked off. I'm telling you, I think that the SEC could find itself 0-3 in some of the big matchups. Florida State, LSU, Utah, Florida, and North Carolina, South Carolina. I think the SEC could find themselves 0-3 in their three big matchups that they've got going. Georgia's not going to lose. I mean, we're not worried about that. Alabama's not going to lose. But I think the three SEC teams that have good competition coming up, I think those teams might go 0-3, and it'll start to, you know, tonight. I think I'm gonna personally say, Day-Day, we gotta get hot takey, right? Hot takey. I think Florida loses by two touchdowns tomorrow night. I think Florida loses by two touchdowns.
Utah went down there and beat them, right, last year?
No, Florida.
No, that's right. Florida won that
Anthony
one. That's right.
Anthony
that's right. That was
played,
the upset. That was yeah. That's
Anthony
right.
Richardson played really well. Yeah. Florida beat them down there.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to play.
Yeah, altitude, that stuff.
Cam Rising is a really good quarterback for Utah. I still think that you've got to figure out what Florida is offensively. And I know, what's his name? Is it Mertz, the kid from Wisconsin that transferred there? He's going to start, you know, for them. But I think Utah gets some payback, and I think they put it on Florida. And I'll predict that they win by two touchdowns. How about that? Is that hot takey enough?
That's hot takey, baby. That's hot takey. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, too, congratulations to Hot Take Tommy. Did you see on...
Yeah, got engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was the same place that when Anakin and...
Padme.
Padme. You know, when they kind of were like, you know, at the end of, at the end of the, what is it, the second of the prequels.
Yes.
That's the same place that was filmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What, I mean, Tommy said that on Twitter. He said it's the same, because somebody had commented on my tweet when I, because I what's the thing the kids do when you put the tweet above?
The quote.
The quit. What is it?
The quote. But now it's just repost. They just tag it as repost.
The quip. What is it?
The quote.
Okay. So when you quip or when you quiz or whatever it is, the tweet. So somebody commented in one of my in on the tweet that, hey, that would be seen from Star Wars with Anakin and Padme. And I guess it turned out to be the same thing.
I saw the, and I didn't pay attention to that. Now you got me going to look for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look on my Twitter page, because I don't tweet as often anymore. I don't have time to tweet as much, you know. Now that I'll tweet during football season when we get cranked up in the Falcons and everything like that, but I just don't have time. So I just saw that come across from Hot Take.
Oh, that is like, that is it. That is the garden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He said it was filmed. It was same place. I don't even know where that is. I'm sure it's over in Europe somewhere.
Yeah, it's not here. I know that much.
I don't think it's in America. Yeah, I don't think it's in America. So again, I have no idea where that is. But congratulations to the Hot Take.
Yeah, that's where they had the secret wedding. Padme.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. Yes, Anakin.
Yeah,
yes,
that
yes.
is it.
That's what it was. The secret wedding. Yeah, because that was at the end of the.
That should have been. That was Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. Send in the clowns. Yeah. So, but anyway, good for Hot Take Tommy. He got engaged over there. I don't know where it is, wherever it is, but he got engaged, and I guess he's soon to be married. So, congratulations to all those crazy kids with that. So, anyway. But yeah, so we will we'll have college football, and then of course Friday night we have high school football coming up as the high school scoreboard show. Still, Still don't know where you're at just yet, or
well, I'll be in studio this week. I'm training one of the producers.
Right. Yeah, you got Dom DeLuise that you're going to train.
Yes.
So. Okay. Now, is Dom DeLuise going to get out in the field at some point, or is
he may sometime? But for the most part, I think he'll be on this end of it.
He'll be lost. I mean, again, with all due respect, I mean, I love Dom. I mean, but I would guarantee you, he knows about as much about getting around to high schools in Atlanta as, you know, a Stevie Wonder.
He may know a little. You know, he was on the swim team at his high school.
Yeah, but where was that, though?
Stevenson, here. He's from
was
here.
It?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He went to Stevenson. Okay. So. Now, how much he keeps up with high school sports, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's in Italy. Como, Italy is where that scene
Perry Como? So there's a town named after Perry Como. Okay. All right. Or is it Comover? Did you say Comover?
Como. Oh, okay. It's also featured in Casino Royale, apparently.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
The mansion, I guess that garden is attached to a mansion.
And that's the building that falls.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, congratulations to those kids. They got engaged in Comover.
It's got to be nice. I've never done anything like that. I mean, granted, I've only been engaged once, but the whole going to a whole other country to propose.
Yeah, I've been engaged three times. So I've been engaged thrice and married once. So what does that tell you? But anyway, that's we can do the old school Atlanta talk about that at some point. We got to bring that back, by the way.
Yeah,
we got to plan time again with this shortened show.
Yeah,
you know, things are just flowing very quickly and all that kind of stuff. So again, and by the way, too, top of the hour, we'll hear from the voice of Georgia State football. Dave Cohen will join us here at 9 o'clock, and we preview the season and get ready for Georgia State and Rhode Island. That's coming up on Thursday as well. So we got you Tech, we got you Georgia State. Obviously, we'll talk to Chip and, you know, get all kinds of Georgia talk and everything like that. But focus on some of the other local teams. So anyway, speaking of being focused, let's get to something very quickly that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, listen, I'm going to say good for Michael Orr for demanding all this. So, lawyers for former NFL player Michael Orr, they are seeking his school records and information about contracts and payouts related to the film The Blind Side. Now, obviously, we've talked about this, you know, where his quote-unquote adopted parents, they didn't give any money to him, and they made money off of him and all this kind of stuff. Well, Shelby County Probate Court issued three subpoenas Tuesday asking for information from Memphis Shelby County Schools, Alcon Entertainment, which produced the movie, and Creative Arts Agency, a prominent talent agency firm known as CAA. The filings are part of Orr's attempt to end a conservatorship overseen by the TUIs, who took in Orr while he was in high school in Memphis. Their story was the film, you know, The Blind Side and all this kind of stuff and blah, 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 blah. But he filed the petition on August 14th in probate court asking to end the conservatorship. But again, I am going to be fascinated to see what the real skinny in this thing is. Now, again, I said at the very start of this thing, I don't want to believe it was like this. But now that we know that he was never actually adopted and this, that, and the other, can I tell you, I hope it all comes out. And I hope it all makes them. Now, look, it's ridiculous to go after Sandra Bullock. Okay, let's just establish that, right? It's ridiculous to go after her. But I am fascinated to see what the real story was. Because we'll get it. And I tend to believe, listen, the fact that they never adopted him and this, that, and the other, and this whole thing, I'm rooting for Michael Orr. I hope Michael Orr, I don't know if he needs money. I think he made $35 million in the NFL. I think is what he actually made. I mean, he was a first. I think he was a first. He was a first round pick, was he not? The first round pick in the league by the Baltimore Ravens. I think he made $35 million. So he's again, assuming he took care of his money, he's not hurting for money, but still, I hope all of this comes out. I hope all of this comes out that, and look, he only kind of said that he discovered in February about all of the different deals that were going on behind his back or whatever like that. I hope that everything comes out just like in the light and shows all the cockroaches that are out there and everything is told from that story. And if it makes those people look bad, more listen, Day-Day, they have become one of the ultimate heel families in history. Like, there is nobody right now rooting for the Tuas. Not the mother, not the father, not the kids. Nobody is rooting for them right now. They've now become the ultimate heels. And so I want to see all of this come out. And look, if they're innocent or it didn't happen the way, fine. Bring all of that out too. Again, as the Ghostbuster said, we are ready to believe you. But I have a bad feeling that when we get into the granular and the weeds and the muck and the mire, there's going to be a lot of shade. There's going to be a lot of shadiness that this family was tossing around everybody. And let me tell you the other thing, too. I think there's going to be a lot of phoniness that was portrayed in all of this. Again, we know that Hollywood makes their movies and all that kind of stuff. But I think the reality of the story, you know, again, look, Rudy's got a lot of phoniness to it. We love the story, but it's got a lot of phoniness to it. A lot of things didn't happen, okay? They didn't carry Rudy off. They didn't put their jerseys down and all that kind of stuff. Listen, Bob, go talk to Bob Golic. Go get Bob Golic on. Go get Bob Golic on your podcast or radio show. Talk to him about Rudy. Anyway, but I hope all of this comes out when it's all said and done, because I want to see. And let me tell you, I hope Michael Orr writes the next book. I hope when all this comes down and out, Michael Orr writes the next book and tells the real story about what happened. Not the phony baloney, rock and roll, you know, feel good, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I hope he writes the real story about what really happened in all of that. All right, coming back from the top of the hour, Dave Cohen will join us. We'll talk some Georgia State football with him as we get ready for another season coming up on Thursday night. Trucker in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move, She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.